Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week we're hearing from Perevdalam Inkbut. She recently graduated from Unalaska High School, where she was valedictorian.
I came from Mongolia about 3 years ago as a sophomore here. I was thinking that it would be probably colder. And when I think of Alaska, I just think of like dog mushing and ice. And but when I get here in Unalaska, it was like so different. Like there was no caribou or like bears. Just for homeworks, I had to sit for like 5 to 6 hours at least to like translate all my textbooks and homeworks and try to understand my lectures from all my teachers and everything. I actually learned English since I was in fourth grade, I believe, but then it was not good at all. I was not fluent. I could not like understand what people were saying. I could not read a lot of book except like third or fourth grade books. When I was in Mongolia, I was not a reader at all. I did not read books for fun. My stepmother took me to the public library and handed me some books to try, and when I opened the books, I just could not understand any of that, and it was just not fun for me to try to read all of them. But then one book caught my eye, and it was The Lightning Thief by Rick Riordan. When I opened the first page of the book, it warned me to stop reading if I thought I was a half-blood, and I didn't know what half-blood meant. So I was like, if you're gonna warn me to stop reading, I'm just gonna keep reading. I'm actually going back to my home country, Mongolia, and I'm gonna be there for the whole summer, and I'm gonna come back in August and go to college at UAA. I honestly feel like I'll miss Alaska when I go to Mongolia, which is kind of ironic because I probably wouldn't have never thought I would miss some other country other than my home country.
Perevdalam Inkbut lives in Unalaska. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio.